From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Judy Faze. Terry Tempest Williams is, for many Americans, the voice of the nation's wildlands. She's a Utahn and author who took on a surprising new role this week. She and her husband, Brooke Williams, were protesting a Bureau of Land Management oil and gas auction when they ended up buying energy rights on public land in southern Utah, some of them within sight of Arches National Park. Williams sat down with me on Wednesday in the KUER studios to talk about how and why she's become a wildcatter. I asked her what drew her to a protest on Tuesday to keep fossil fuels in the ground.
Our intention was to support the local activists and to be registered as concerned citizens. And I wish I could tell you that this was a grand scheme that we had planned and that it was a strategy. It was not. We went into the Salt Palace. I went to the shortest line because I'm a recluse by nature. They asked me to sign some documents. I looked at them. It was a bitter registration form. I thought, fine, I can do that. And I was given number 19 and walked in and realized I was not where the activists were, but I was where the bidders were. And two agents came forward and said, you realize, you know, you will go to prison if you present yourself as something you're not. And I said, I'm here to witness, and I have a right as a citizen. Isn't that correct, even if I don't bid? And he said, yes.
So what do you think about bidding on these wildlands that you see as sacred?
It was devastating to me, you know, to hear an auctioneer who was a wonderful man, I talked to him after, saying, you know, $2, $2, anybody, $2, $2, $25, $2, $50, anybody. And then to hear him say, this is an awful lot of scenery going to waste, $3, $3, anybody, $3. And it was at that point things got very serious for me.
I wondered what went on inside you when you heard that idea of scenery going to waste.
We have to change our language. I believe we have to change our perception of the world we live in. The oil and gas industry can no longer keep defining the terms. We're at a crossroads, and we can continue on the path we've been on in this nation that privileges profit over people and land, or we can unite as citizens with a common cause, the health and wealth of the earth that sustains us. I think we're at a point where the paradigm is changing. We're seeing the end of the fossil fuel era, and that's painful. And I think we're also thinking about what a just transition will look like for rural communities. And this can be done.
It sounds like you're saying it's time to act on climate change.
You know, writing feels like a very passive act. All anyone has to do is go up to see Big Flat on the way to Dead Horse Point on the edge of Canyonlands to have your heart broken and realize writing is not enough. Staying home is not enough. That if we love these public lands, then we have to engage. And yesterday, the best way I felt I could engage was to enter the process, and we'll see where that goes.
How is Tempest Exploration going to develop its leases?
You know, I don't know. So this is new territory for us. The energy we're interested in is energy that can fuel a movement to keep it in the ground. I love redefining what energy might mean and pushing the boundaries of that. So we're in exploration. I mean, that's not a fake name or a premise. And so we're seeing what that is. You know, can we push it to where there would be renewable energy? So that's what we're thinking about. I don't know what we'll do with the land.
Has there been a point in the last 24 hours or so where you found yourself terrified?
No. I'm terrified for our future. I'm not terrified about the last 24 hours. I'm terrified about what will happen to this beautiful broken planet as we know it. Yes, that terrifies me every day. That's what I'm terrified about.
Do you see other people adopting your approach for developing energy on public lands?
I have no idea, but I know that any American citizen with a credit card and a license, driver's license, can right now, as we speak, go to the BLM office and purchase an oil and gas lease. And whether it's developed or whether it's retired, that is completely within the law.
After the auction ended, the Williams walked over to the Utah BLM office, put down their credit card, and purchased energy leases on two parcels in what she calls a fire sale. Their new company paid $1.50 an acre for over 1,100 acres. Williams says she looks forward to exploring the energy resources over the next decade in ways that protect the land and people. Judy Fays, KUER News.